Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to gather together with me as we begin a new week's worth of broadcasting on the station. And if you're a new listener, greetings and welcome in Jesus' name, and I pray that you'll be blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And as I was praying about what the Lord would have me share with you, my spiritual family, by radio, He quickened to me to do some teaching, and it's been many years since I've done this, but to talk about spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, Paul makes a very strong and clear statement. In that first verse, he says, "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." In other words, he felt in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the important things that he had to convey to the church, in which he did in the hour in which he lived, through his letters, through his epistles, and from that time on, succeeding generations of Christ's body have learned from this inspired teaching that the Holy Spirit gave Paul. He was stressing that as God's people, the Word tells us that God has given us spiritual gifts, and He doesn't want us ignorant, because obviously it's possible to be ignorant. It's possible not to know about them, or it's possible to have been informed by perhaps those in leadership, you know, well, spiritual gifts, they're not in operation today. They were for the early church. Signs, wonders, miracles, that was for another time, another day. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God has not changed His character. Are we under a new covenant? Of course. But the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. He has not changed. We are in a dispensation of grace and His divine favor. And the Word tells us clearly the law was given for our education, to teach us that we were unable to keep the law. And that's why Jesus sent the second man, Adam, His very Son, His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the only man, He was very God and very man, the only man who was perfect and without sin, who could fulfill the law and then take God's just punishment upon Himself so we could be redeemed and reunited with our Heavenly Father. Just think, our Heavenly Father was willing to pay that price. And secondly, so was Jesus. He was willing to lay aside His eternal glory and be born of a virgin and walk among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so every portion of the Word of God is rich. It's filled with instruction and edification and exhortation to us. And because of that, and because it's been a very long time, I want to share some understanding about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and their purpose. First of all, I want to give an overview of what those gifts are, those nine gifts, and also perhaps then we'll go into some detail on the knowing gifts, which are the word of wisdom, knowledge, discerning of spirits, and the power gifts of wonder-working faith and the working of miracles and gifts of healing. But I want to begin by saying, to demystify, if I can use that word, the Holy Spirit, that God wants us to move. We're natural beings, but the supernatural realm should not be one that is foreign to us. The Word tells us that if we are the sons of God, we will be led by the Spirit of God. And that's why I want to take this time on the broadcast to share why. What was God's purpose in giving spiritual gifts to His church? Did you ever really think about it? Why? Well, let's look into that. In fact, before we do, let's take a moment to pray. Father, right now, I pray for my spiritual family. Lord, there are those that are going through trials and tests, and Lord, they're very weary. Lord, at the end of the day, they're all worn out. And so, Father, I'm asking that you would replenish them as only you can do, that you would pour divine strength, you would release your healing virtue in body, mind, soul, and spirit, that you would, Lord, just cover them with your presence, that they would feel your love, to know that they're not alone in the battles they face, but that you are with them. You're a very present help in the time of trouble. And so, Father, whatever that need is right now, as we reach out in faith to you, I thank you, most gracious Father, that it is your desire, your plan, your willingness to meet all of our needs according to your great riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so I release the meeting of their needs, Father, and also, Lord, that you would anoint me to share your word, and Lord, that our ears, our spiritual ears, would be open to receive the truth of your word, not just as some interesting application of God's word, but Lord, somehow, by the Holy Spirit, you would make relevant and exciting and individualized to our own personal lives. Because, Lord, you want us not to just hear the word to appreciate it, but you want us to be active doers. We know, Lord, it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. And so we acknowledge it's your Spirit working in us to bring glory to Jesus. It's not our efforts, our spiritual desire, our commitment or dedication, although those are all important, Lord, but it is you alone. Lord, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we acknowledge, Lord, that to you goes all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, now let's look at why God gave spiritual gifts to the church. As I just shared in that first verse of chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, Paul says, "Brethren, I don't want you ignorant. I don't want you unwise. I don't want you not to have the knowledge that God has given to us that we can walk in a supernatural way in this world in which we live." The spiritual gifts, beloved, why God gave them, they are a demonstration of God's attributes. Think about that. Through the operation of spiritual gifts, which God has given to his body, God makes two statements to the world. He shows what he can do, and he shows who he is. Another way of putting it, we can say it demonstrates what he can do. It demonstrates his power, that he is all-powerful. And it demonstrates who he is, that he's a God of love and mercy and loving kindness. What is our God like? Well, we're to be like our Lord. I mean, after all, if we're children, we should take on our Father's attributes. Isn't that right? And the fifth chapter of Galatians lists what Jesus is like. He talks about, Paul does, the fruit of the Spirit, and it's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's, beloved, are you Christ? Have you accepted Jesus? Is he Lord and master of your life? If that's the case, you have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Praise God. So that is the word of the Lord to us. And these gifts that God has given reflect who he is to a sin-sick world. When we speak about the attributes of God, we're speaking about the qualities that make God, God. The gifts of the Spirit are flashes of His attributes administered to needy humans in a dark and dreary world. What are the qualities of God? Well, let me share a few of them. He's omnipresent, which means that He's everywhere present at once. And when we talk about God's attributes, we can't really get our heads around the vastness of what that all encompasses. We understand to some measure His omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence, but we can't really fathom the greatness of his and the fullness of His character. He's omnipresent, everywhere present at once. He's omniscient, which means He's got all knowledge and wisdom. And He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. Who can withstand the Lord? No one. Is there any God beside Him? None. Let's take a moment to look at what these mean. Omnipresent, well, I'm thinking of Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10, that beautiful passage that says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? And whither can I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." In this psalm, we see that God's Spirit is everywhere present. This doesn't indicate that He is blessing everything that is going on everywhere. In fact, He's very grieved with some things. And this is all the more reason for us as His children to make the Holy Spirit feel at home among us. Well, I'm seeing my time is rapidly coming to conclusion, and we're just getting into this. But this is such an exciting and wonderful teaching that I want to share with you. I hope you'll be able to be with me tomorrow. If you should ever miss a broadcast, feel free to go to www.unveilchrist.org and click on the podcast. And at any time, your convenience, you can listen. Thank you so much for joining me. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. God bless you for your prayers and financial help. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,